Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Good evening, folks. Just want to kind of wish everyone a happy Wednesday evening. Step the program up a little and kind of rush through this. I want to kind of apologize for last week with the little technical we had with the website. We was unable to host the show, so hopefully this week we have everything kind of worked out. So hopefully we can have a good 2 hours of conversation. Also, I want to welcome my co-host, Erica. Miss Erica, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, cool. How are you?
Okay. I'm doing okay. What about yourself?
I'm doing great.
Okay. We're going to kind of move along. I see a lot of people with their hands up, so I'm just going to make a few little introductions here for some upcoming events. This weekend, it's your Hub City event, which is going to be on October 27th. It is a car and bike show. That's going to be taking place this week. Actually, it's going to be opening Friday for testing and tuning from the hours of from 5 to 12. So if anyone that was coming out of town or whatever wanted to try the bikes out on Friday night, feel free to do that. The track will be open on November 3rd. I believe that's the Mount Rock race. Is that correct, Erica, or you?
Yes.
Okay. And November the 10th, the Manufacturers Cup, which is held in Valdosta, and we also have our Texas Bike and Car Grudge Fest as well over in Crenshaw, Texas. And November 17th is going to be the Grudge Bowl in Valdosta. So there's a lot of more races left up for people to get in before the season is up. So if anybody know any more races that's coming up, whatever, feel free to take this time in and kind of announce them now. Then we're going to get into the program. Eric, can you think of any more that's coming up? Or
any more races?
Yeah, that you know of, or?
Not off the top. You pretty much covered them all. I know November 17th. I'm actually on Facebook right now on Dano's page and, you know, looking at some good races. And there's supposed to be some good races in Rockingham as well for the My Rock this weekend coming up.
Okay.
What's this weekend? Or the first weekend of November? I don't know.
Okay. Also, before we so we're going to go open these guys' mics up and kind of see before. Let's see. Here we got 720. Well, no, actually, yeah, let me see. 8053, your mic is open.
Okay.
runners on the same page as me.
Yeah.
When I get running, okay, cuffs from running.
Must be up there talking. Okay, 6448. Your mic is open.
Yo.
Hello.
What's going on? Who all on the line?
Oh, man, we got quite a few on tonight. We got quite a few. Who are we, who's talking to?
Oh, this is Rob. I represent the Kick and Rocks fight. I'm the president
okay.
over the Kick and Rocks crew.
Okay. What's going on with you, man?
That man, we thought about going down to Mississippi, man, but they're having a little thing a little closer to us up in Piedmont. So we're going to go up there and see if we can kick some rocks up there, man.
I got you. No problem.
Yeah,
promise,
yeah.
Promise.
We supposed to have something lined up with Boston. The Rick Flair bike and possibly Wing if he show up.
Okay. That's cool. As long as you're racing somewhere, man, we really can just,
oh,
as
yeah.
long as racing going
oh, yeah.
on.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I always just want to have some fun, man, and just make it do what it do, man.
I heard that. Definitely heard that. Well, we got two more callers here. We're going to go on and open the mics up, man, and kind of see what they are. 0645, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, talk about it.
Hey, what's going on, Tacoma?
Not much. Ready to get it on in Hattiesburg.
I got you. I hear you. You got the races locked up and lined up?
I think I talked to Steve Nim, and Katrina's not quite ready yet, but I know we're going to run 205 Michael Serial Killer, as far as I know. And then... other than that, that's really like the only thing that we have, you know, lined up. But, I mean, I'm sure something else can pop off.
Okay. All right.
Oh, and another thing while I'm thinking about it, you think that online I was bashing your race or the Hub City or whatever. I guess I should have went about it a little different way, but, you know, it was just because we had had problems in the past. And that's not your fault. It's not, you know, anyone's fault directly. But, you know, I wasn't trying to bash it. You know, if I was bashing it, I wouldn't be there.
Right. Well,
you know
we had
I mean?
Several meetings, and I guess I don't want to get this out of the way, too. With the track, I don't know which you all know that they do have these on your butter track. And that was one of the concerns that we had with the track was the staging lane. And so I think that the new owner said that to give her, you know, some time that this is going to be her first project to work on the staging lane this time.
Right.
And see if we can kind of speed up the process or invite some stuff to cause in the staging lane. Last
right.
time we were fortunate to have the rain through the week, so that kind of messed up the track. And we got to start late for it with the racing, but once we started with a few more downs, that kind of still backed up. But I noticed that it could have been an improvement for it with the bike
yeah.
and the stable lane. So hopefully, all that is taken care of this week.
Well,
we
I mean,
also said
other
like,
events
well,
that
hmm?
you know other events that you do and everything and other places they're ran fine. It's just like the people. That work, the security, or whatever you want to call it, they just don't give a shit.
Right. We address that issue, and everything should be pretty much lined up this weekend. Anybody got any drugs?
I just wanted you to know that because, you know, if I was doing that, I wouldn't be there. You know?
But I believe we got all that under control. But if not, you all know how to find myself, Rico, or Big Red, or whatever. If you got any problems, tell one of us or let us know. And we'll see if we can get all this stuff taken care of.
Right.
Yeah. Over 1 second, a second box. We got another caller just raised their hand. We're going 0775. Your mic is open.
Yo, what's happening, Doc?
What's going on, man?
What's happening?
We can't call.
Hello?
We're trying to get your name.
This is Ken Mass, Mass Connection.
Okay, what's going on?
What's happening? I just want to Thank you for letting me have a moment to speak.
Okay.
I just want to invite everybody out to the King of the Track motorcycle race at Dallas Raceway on November the 17th. We got a big grudge race. Thursday. Hey, and also we got some other classes. We got No Electronics, and we got Pro ET, Crazy A Class, and an Open Heads Up Class.
Okay.
Y'all welcome to come over here to Dallas and join us. I know y'all got a big bug race over there in Georgia. But, you know, we do it like this all the time over here in the big pit. You know what I mean?
Okay, we got you.
I want to say what's up to my partner, Conrad, for informing me about your show. This is the first time on your show. Good deal.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Is Conrad on too?
Yeah, I'm on. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Yo, just go watch the Lloyd Radio down, man. We got a lot of noise in the background.
Ooh, that's somebody's cell phone, I think, has the background.
Yeah,
hey, Chris, can I go watch the Lloyd Radio on the phone?
Let me see if I can. Yeah, that's Tackle Box. Can you mute your phone for a second up?
I'm
saying, can you mute your phone for a second? If you, because there's a lot of echo and the background noise coming from your phone.
It's not me. I'm riding in a truck by myself down the interstate.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Tacklebox.
Yeah.
Tacklebox, you hear me? Hey, the guy from Dallas, he's trying to he want to get in touch with you, man. Can you, let Chris give him your number off the air or whatever? The guy Ken, man?
Yeah. You got an ink pen?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, 731.
Uh-huh. 225. Uh-huh. 0645. Okay, Tacklebox. I will be getting in touch with you, Doc.
All right.
And most definitely, you know what I'm saying, I appreciate y'all giving me time to speak on your radio. We'll stay tuned. Listen to the rest of the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Tacklebox, the 17th, where you going to Valdosta or you going to Crandall, Dallas?
Yeah, I've got to go to Valdosta because I have races locked up. So we got to be there.
I hear you.
But, you know, if it wasn't for that, you know, we've been wanting to go there, you know, and just check it out, but... And it seems like every time one of those races come, you know, they come around, I either got something locked up or the rest of the team already has, you know, stuff in the making. And, you know, we all kind of work together. So I just have to kind of go with the flow sometimes. But, you know, I'm definitely going to check it out for sure.
If we make an offer to get you to come over, I know you'll come, right?
Do I now?
I said, I know if I make an offer for you to come, just pay you to come to make a, to set up a grudge race.
You wouldn't have to pay me to come, but, I mean, as long as I don't have another event going, you know, we'll come, and as long as the bikes are acting right, you know, we'll run whoever. We'll try to bring as many as we can. Chris knows that. Dano knows that. I mean, anytime we go anywhere, we definitely try to put on a show. You know, but
let me intervene with this photo before discussing that, man. I mean, the numbers and stuff is exchanged because a lot of people are on this board listening and stuff. And I think if you are going to do that, kind of be something that you kind of want to talk on, well, not online,
yeah,
but kind of like a private conversation about that.
Yeah,
on that, too.
No doubt.
All right. We're
going to
move on. Yeah, we got another caller here, 6212. Your mic is open.
Yo, what's going on? This JC Rep, that Custom Cut, a.k.a. Custom X Crew. Hey, what's going on, Chris? What's up, Erica?
Hi.
What's going on? Yeah, we want to promote that Valdosta race coming up, the cup race. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be sitting on go again. So I'm just ready for somebody to come on who want to do a little racing. And, you know, hey, we're going to see if we can shake it down and get something rolling. We'll have to see about that right now, because I know we're supposed to come down for the cup. The week after, I don't know. I mean, I could
yeah,
make
hey, y'all little girl's birthday, so
hey.
I'm having to pick a weekend, and I would rather go to a grudge event versus the cup where we only get 2 hours, if that, you know, to run.
Everybody save your money and don't waste your time. Just wait one more week to come to the grudge.
But I'm trying to get across y'all's ass again, for sure.
Well, this is what we'll have to do on that right now. Since, you know, we'll just have to talk to Custom X, you know, if he can have the bike ready the week after the cup, then we'll come down and we'll do it again. There ain't no problem with me.
It's all good.
Y'all blow the bike up after every race.
you know what? Hey, you got by this time, and you won't be so lucky this time, because we had you covered. But now,
since I just got put on Front Street, every time you see me, you will blow that motherfucker up trying to beat me. I can guarantee you that.
Hey, look, we didn't blow it trying to beat you. We blew it on the other end while you was behind us. Now, come on now.
Oh, hey, it's in the video. Jared put a bike and a half on me. That was his race. Tackle box, you know anything about sailing?
You know when they put them the sails up and they just go to coasting. You know.
Yeah. Hey,
okay.
Y'all did good. That was his race.
That was his race, but we got everything fresh and new. It ain't gonna be none of that. So if we provide that weekend, I guarantee you we can come back the next weekend and we can take it down again.
Hey, because I'm gonna beat your ass with Sinister first, and then I'm gonna let you have some more cocaine. I'm gonna put you right back in rehab.
Oh boy, here y'all go again with that. Good grief.
Hey, Team Caesar.
Huh?
Team Caesar. When we gonna run that race back with the red 1000 that you beat at the end of the year? We want that race back.
When you want it? You want it the cup race? You want it next year?
Nah.
I mean, when?
No,
but you know
we're
what?
Not coming
hold
to
on,
the,
hold on,
not...
hold on. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something. First of all, let me tell y'all something. Just one thing. Y'all better get all y'all racing out this year, because in 2013, I'm just here to tell you. We ain't taking no L's. It's going to be all W's. We cutting off all heads.
Well, you done messed up there. You done jinxed yourself right there. Cause I'm going to be the first one to knock you off that high horse.
Don't talk about
what you're going to do. Just do it.
Yeah, we're talking about what we're finna do. We ain't talking about what we're going to do.
Well, I'm talking about next year, so I figured I can talk about next year.
No,
I'm
talking about November the 17th. You're going to take that red 1000 and get it off that ass.
Hey, I'm betting with them.
Lock it up.
I'm betting with the red 1000.
Look, call Mr.
We can do that.
Lock it up, and we'll be there.
We can do that.
Trust me, I don't mind getting on the road. Hey. I don't mind getting on the road. I come down. You know what? Anytime I race down there in South Georgia, you know what I do? I leave on wind. to get down early and post up on y'all. Wow.
I tell you something else that we
and
need
I still
to
be making money while I'm still there. You
that we need to discuss, and maybe not on here, but those chips, really, that ain't even, man, we drove fucking 12 hours, or, you know, Brian and them did, and then me and Randy flew. It cost us a lot of money to get down there, and y'all want to run for some fucking peanuts.
Well, you know what? Let me discuss that. I'm just going to discuss it from my end. I'm not going to even talk about nobody else. I was willing to put four more grand in a pot. And bet, but
you
know,
I'm just saying, you need to bet where your heart is, not
second?
Where you.
Can I speak for 1 second? Can I speak? And then I let you speak. I was willing to put more money in the pot, but hey, we had just got the bike back, so we just had to catch it first. I'm done now.
All right, well, we'll get it figured out. You know.
Well, we need,
hey, we need to talk some other time and go ahead and lock some shit up since you couldn't talk.
Oh,
hey,
it ain't about cocky, but it's about just going down the track. And I know if we don't have no
faith in your package, then we got faith in ours.
If we don't, good gracious.
Hey, well,
if we don't have no mechanical issues, then guess what? Ain't nobody touch us. And I'm just
Team Caesar.
What's that?
Hey, Team Caesar.
This is JC.
Hey.
What's happening?
Hey, Dre locked up now, so y'all can come back to Rocking Hill. Come back up there and try us with the red 1,000.
Y'all already know that.
Hey, Dre locked up now, so you ain't got to worry about him no more. He ain't going to jump
they
on that.
They was already up there.
We already
know
that.
There.
We already know that. We been knew that long time ago. That's
hey,
not an issue.
So,
we came up
hey.
Down before he got locked up, so that was no
hey.
Issue then, right? Right on.
Okay.
We were there. We blew up when we were there.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah, y'all did blow up when Custom Cuts playing. He had the
exactly.
microphone.
Thank you. So that wasn't an issue. It was just we blew up. And
hey, what happened to the Indians that supposed to have balls back season that race?
Say that again?
What happened to those Indian guys that supposed to bought the bike out for that race?
Well, I don't know. I'm not an Indian, so I don't know. You know, maybe,
no, I'm just,
you know,
I mean,
I'm an African American, you know. So
okay,
I mean,
well,
I can only speak how we roll. You know, other cultures,
okay.
I mean, I can't speak on that, and I don't mean to offend anybody, but I mean that's just what it is. I can't speak for other cultures because I'm just saying,
Custom Cuts itself said the bike was sold, but anyway, so we can lock it in if y'all come to Rock. Hey, if y'all want to come to Rockingham November the 3rd, we can lock that in.
Yeah, he called himself Custom X now. It's not Custom Cuts no more, so.
Well,
I mean, you know, hey, if he nigger,
I'm
going to
make y'all fire
know,
him. I'm going to make y'all fire him. Let us move along. We got several people
on
this.
Let me tell you one thing. I've been rolling with Mr.
Hello. We got several callers on here that we need to go on with them because they'd like to get on. So we're going to open the mic. 0143, your mic is open. 0143, your mic is open. 7833, your mic is open. 7833, your mic is open.
They don't want to talk, Chris.
I guess not.
Received a message here from Banjo Lover, and the message states that on November the 10th, over there in Crono, Texas, they have a thing what they call the Gamma Rush Race. Each biker's going to put up $1,000 in a field of eight, and the winner will take all. I just kind of wanted to throw that out there for him. And if anybody out there.
That's a good idea right there. What's the limitations on the class?
No limitation whatsoever. Only thing you got is you can't have no box.
Oh, okay.
We have five people already locked in, so we absolutely need to, I guess, if anybody want to be interested in calling them, send them a PM on Psycho Bike. Just kind of wanted to throw that out there for you all. Let me see. Rico, is there anything that you want to play tonight? Let me open your mic up. 0853.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm here.
I said, you ready?
Ready for what?
Don't
talk to that right back with Ron. Ron's
just down right now. Oh, okay.
You I saw the transmission of the Valdosta, and we decided to change some things, so.
You gonna let us swing with Red Mike against them?
Gonna let you swing with it?
Yeah.
Why would I give you the brake, the whole thing set up, except you just have a street tire? Why can't you get the back tire? If I win, then we come right back, nobody gets their grip thing until you get the brake.
We'll talk about it, Sacramento. I thought y'all was lying.
All right. Yeah, I mean, you know, we're coming to race. But, I mean, we're the dumb shit is out the window. That's been long gone. We don't do dumb shit no more. We try to do stuff now that's in both sides, both favors. That way, it's a gamble and it's not a giveaway.
We don't have no problem raising each other. You know, it ain't no problem with raising each other.
Yeah, you already know. I want Katrina.
Trust me, we want y'all too.
I'm the oldest.
I want to skin the paint off that piece of shit.
No.
Don't you see, there's a hurricane out there in the ocean?
Huh?
Don't you see there's a hurricane out there in the ocean?
And I turned that motherfucker into a little drizzle. And I would have did it again if I hadn't have spun. But you know what? A win's a win, a loss is a loss.
Boy, I see you. Boy, I see you. Boy, I see you. What?
I mean, I'm just telling it like it is.
We should maybe do it in all.
Okay. Oh yeah, I feel confident it he'll have it in Valdosta. So we'll go ahead and be able to do the tiebreaker there.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah. Right.
Man, Custom X ain't tied in yet. He don't want to talk right now. I mean, what's going on?
Let me see.
I'm tired of all these jokers talking about they gonna do this and do that. But you know what? Oh my gosh.
Let me see if I can locate Custom X for you all. Here, hold on for 1 second.
Where's the co-host? Where's the co-host, Miss Erica? She still on there?
I'm here.
What's going on? You got any races lined up? What's going on?
Do I have any races lined up? I mean, before I lock in anything, I need to make sure my budget's ready. Right now, it's not ready, so I'm quiet today.
Okay, you going to... we're gonna get right before the cut race.
Oh yeah. No, I'll be at Dano's race on the 17th.
Okay.
I'll be there, and if everything goes right, I mean, I wouldn't mind racing Marco Polo there. He'll be there.
Yeah. Is Marco Polo on?
If he does, he can press one.
I know. We're calling. Say something to him. He might want to hear what y'all
do. We're going to try to track both of those people down here for 1 second. Let's see. Okay.
Erica, what kind of camera was that you had when you videoed me and Jared Racing?
It is a Sony. Hold on, let me grab it.
That's a badass camera.
You like it? Thank you.
Yeah, I thought it was like an 8mm or something because it's like, it's real sharp.
Yeah, what's up?
Yes, it's Tony. The Cyber
Show. 9334, your mic is open.
I'll be there on the 17th
on,
with the same camera.
What's going on with you?
All right.
What's going on, Bray? Saying I can't call it, what's going on with you?
I don't know. I just want to call
on. Oh, good. Are you
going
to be there on the 17th?
Uh-oh. Show him his Erica.
Are you
going to
be there on the
17th? Yeah, I plan to be there on the 17th.
Okay, good. Hopefully. Like, there's my race right there.
Well, the main thing is going to shut the 17th down.
So
what? I said the dream team's gonna shut the 17th down. Y'all can get ready for
who's
that.
Who's the dream team? Who's the dream team?
That's me, Brian, and Randy, Mississippi White Boys. You know, all that's
all
of us that was there.
Oh yeah.
But,
y'all ain't gonna make it to them.
Y'all saw what we did. We stunted on y'all's ass. What the hell are you talking about?
You stunted.
You can do it two times in a row.
How did you stunt? Tell me, how did you stunt? First of all,
are you being serious right now?
Because you
I don't think another camp raced nine races like we did. I don't think they did.
Yeah, you know what? I ain't gonna say that. I'm just waiting till y'all show up at the race.
Okay.
And all this you're talking about? Because we was there Friday. I was there Friday night. Trust me, I was there.
Yeah, I got my ass beat Friday night.
I ain't afraid to say that I take a loss or whatever. we ain't afraid to take a loss either. We just been mechanical. That's it. Trust me.
I just received another email, not to cut you off. Slaughterhouse Racing wants to know if Conrad is on the phone.
Well, hold on. I gotta get this bike off this trailer. I'm going to put my manager on the phone right now. It's for real.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Man, what's going on? Not too much.
Is he serious?
Can someone get Conrad on the phone if they're listening for us in the New Orleans area?
I'm back.
For real.
I'm
blowed up tonight now. Trust me. I can't stand this tonight now. Trust me. But don't be calm tonight. Don't be calm. So it's cool.
Why would you not be calm?
Are you?
Tackle box.
Yeah.
Have you raced the Bud Light Lime Bike this year?
I have not, but we can do that.
Because they're going to be in, I just got word that they're going to be there too, and I wouldn't mind seeing that race go down.
Okay. Now, is that a nitrous bike or a motorbike?
That's a nitrous bike.
All right, but they're on a street tire, ain't they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, all of our nitrous bikes are on slicks, but...
You can negotiate, no?
We got another stock chassis nitrous bike that we about have finished. Is that one's cut up, though, isn't it?
I don't know all of that. Yeah, I can find out.
We'll get something figured out. You know, we're coming to race.
Okay.
Hey, tackle box. Y'all gonna have that bike ready for kicking rocks on the 17th? That stock chassis nitrous bike, street talk.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's a good deal. Then we'll look forward to it.
Yeah. We're for sure gonna do that.
Okay.
Change your number, Lizzie.
Guys, I want to also throw out there, I know it's a ways off, but on Lady 11, we'll have an all Harley Davidson shootout. That's going to be Nitro Harley. We're going to have some pro mod bikes and stuff, too. So I just kind of wanted to throw that out there. I know it's a little early in the ball game, but just kind of want to toss that date around to people. So it's going to be all Harley Davidson, baby. Miss Erica.
What's that?
We may have to sneak you in Texas to also.
Sneak me into Texas? I've always wanted to race there. Let's do it. When?
we may be shooting for No Limit at 10.
Okay. Well, since I'm going to go to Dano's race, I think it's a possibility. So, yeah.
Okay.
Make sure she got
Rico.
On tight, man, right.
Excuse me, was that Marco Polo?
Make sure your bike ran all right, because I'll be down.
Oh,
I'll be down
on the
double.
My bike ain't leaving my garage until it's running right from now on. But, you know, sometimes don't act like you haven't did any changes to your bike and, you know, you got to get it worked out.
Uh-huh.
But it will be ready. And trust me, I'm kind of glad that it happened that way. Like, every time I go to the track, something goes wrong, because when it finally gets right, I'm going to run over you so bad. It's gonna hurt so bad. So all this anticipation of making a clean pass, it's going to be real bad for you.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Can I hold you? We got two more callers here. We're going to open the mic.
What time the gates open up down there?
On the 17th, well, probably
on the 17th.
10, I would say. 11. Racing starts at 12.
How we doing this race? We head up or what?
Heads up. We got the same thing now. Heads up.
All out, head up.
No. Wait. You get
it. Don't put a foot in them out now, huh?
No, I forgot. We had agreed on something. So we're going to stick to our agreement. We'll just leave it at that. Go ahead and unmute those other lines, Chris.
0351, your mic is open. 0351, your mic is unmuted.
0351. Yeah.
Erica, I guess your voice may have scared them off.
Hey,
can you unmute 1746
for me?
Yeah, 1746 is trying to get in right now. I'm going to have to call them on three-way if y'all don't let them in.
1746, the mic is open.
1746, there you go.
Well, you know what? It's about dang time.
can you mute it again?
What's going on?
All glory to the man above. You know, I'm still here, you know. Erica, Chris, Keith, Tagabob, Marco, what's going on? Okay, well, let's go ahead and live in this thing up. I've been listening for a long time tonight. And Tagabob, one thing about me, I don't never ask for no get back. I don't ask for no get back. So if you show up to the track and we have to meet face to face, let's do the same race. You know, it don't matter to me.
Tuckerbox is gone, I believe.
Okay, good thing he's gone. So anybody else want to put in their mouth off? What does that do with that red 1000 I already beat one time?
Hey, yo, where you want to do it again?
I thought we had arranged that up at the cup race.
So what now?
I thought y'all told me in North Carolina y'all wanted to do it at the cup race.
At the Mile Rock race?
At the cup race. That don't sound like Mile Rock.
No, we're not coming. That bike won't be at the cup race. He'll be riding the real street bike down there. But it will be there the 17th, though, for the grudge.
Okay, well, let's do it the 17th.
Hey. But if you want to do it earlier than that, you come on up to the Rockingham the 3rd, and you can get it on up there.
Look, we already, y'all coming to the South. Y'all coming to Georgia where you got it last time. Get up, Ray. Through the quarter.
We're going to do it for more than $1,000 a sign.
Y'all the one that called the pot last time.
No, the hell we didn't. Don't even start that bullshit, man. You called
man,
it down.
Come on, man. First of all, you're talking to a man that deal with money all the time. So you raise the pot to whatever you want to bet. It don't matter.
Hey, remember what you said.
Who am I talking to? Am I talking to the dude with the face Gucci shades on?
Hey, how your orange muscle shirt watch this time so you don't have to wear that mismatched burgundy shit.
Well, you know what? Don't worry about what's going on my watch at all, Lauren. I was out of detergent.
And FYI, I don't wear nothing bootleg, homie. Everything I got is the real McCoy. Even at 1,000, you're going to find out when you get beside it.
Oh, man, come on. That's the same thing you told me last time.
Hold on now,
Urban. I wanna let everybody know who they're talking to. This is the guy that was on the video with the shades on that said, Cuss is scared to run a 1,000. He's scared to run a 1,000.
You were scared. That's why you didn't want to bet member the $1,000.
Did I get by you?
Yeah, you got by me. Yeah,
okay,
I'm
going to get by you
again. So what's up? Yeah, for more than $1,000.
You ain't said nothing? I called Chris Moore last week, and he said the bike wasn't shipping right. He don't know if he's going to run it. So you need to talk to your rider before you get on the trying to play.
He right here in front of me right now. You want to talk to him?
Don't
stutter. I said he right here in front of me now. You want to talk to him?
It don't matter. Put him on the phone. He in front of you already. Hey, just let him pass it over your shoulder.
Cuss the cuss.
What's going on, my friend?
What's happening, buddy?
Oh, ain't nothing.
What kind of damn lies you telling?
No, I ain't telling no lies. You know I called you last week. Go ahead and tell everybody I called you.
Yeah, he did call, but I tell you we didn't know who he was coming about now, so not with the bike.
Okay, well, you coming to 17th?
Yeah, we coming.
Okay, well, get it how you get it.
We not coming to the cup race. We coming to the Grudge Bowl.
That's cool. Come to Grudge Bowl, and I get into you. But let me tell you now.
Is it gonna be like we said last time, the back time?
No, man. Come on, you ain't hear that come out my mouth.
You ain't tell me that last time.
No, man. Don't get on this. Hey, man. Don't get on here begging.
Okay then. Okay.
You're talking to the X-Man. The X stand for,
X stand for used to be. Got ran the hell over in Valdosta. That's what it stand for.
Wait, hold on. I bet on you and you lost. So me and you both got ran over. So
you
what you talking
about?
You got
one damn lucky win when my nitrous bottle ran out.
Your nitrous bottle ran out? Man, get out of here, man. At least I told the truth about my race. Castlebox beat me. He outran me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying about mine too. You won. I ain't complaining. I'm just telling you.
Okay. Did you hear me one time come back up to the stage lane saying, "Oh, I lost because my motor blew up and all that"? No, I take my beat like a man, but I give them too, just like a man.
We ain't even see you come back out the motorhome. You took that shit and parked in the woods and here.
Man, come on. Nobody don't even believe that. That's on tape, dog. I was right up there when you was negotiating your rate.
Yeah, man, we didn't ever see you. You disappeared the rest of the day.
Man, look here, man. Just have your money, have the motorcycle there, and have your little dude boy, your little Tom, your little Uncle Tom, there with you at the track and bet his money.
Cuz, what you give us with kicking rocks? We'll run you with our damn ride-around bike.
Man, I ain't giving nobody nothing, man. Y'all sit here and talk about me? Y'all sit here and talk about the X?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give your ass a haircut. When we beat
Why
you in $5, we shaving your head.
Why everybody want the hair?
Because the ex don't even entertain. He ain't doing nothing but talking.
Yeah, why everybody want my hair? What's so good about my hair? So
because
we're going to
shave your head.
You know, that tells me something. When I be walking around at the track, y'all be staring at me.
Yeah, so you look gay as hell. You got damn look like Goldilocks.
You know what? Yeah, I'm gonna bring Sheriff down there. You're gonna get charged for rape. Eye raping, cause that's what you're doing. You're eye raping.
Hey,
you know you officially been charged on Grudge Talk Radio. Chris Moore is charged with eye raping me.
Cousin,
you know
how come you got yellow hair?
Rock, you the rapist.
How come you got yellow hair, Cousin? Cuz look like you fell in a tub of bleach or something.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna let that slide. That's, you know, it's something you ain't gonna never understand that because you got blonde hair, bleach blonde hair.
I'm gonna have to let you talk about it, Rod, because I can't. I don't know what to think about a man like that. Where's McDonald? Ronald McDonald pants and got gold hair. Hold on a second, man.
Guys, I'm gonna pause you off because we got so many people with their hands up. We
sound like
you're gonna kind of clear the line. Hold on, blue eyes. One, you all, hold on for 1 second. We're gonna open these mics. 0351. Your
hey,
mic
Ralph,
is open.
You turn the mics on now.
0351. Your mic is open. 2640. Your mic is open.
I find it funny how guys judge each other on how they look.
3356. Your mic is open.
Hey. Am I on yet?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, I am. Well, you tell Chris Moore, little white ass, he ain't going to make it to Baldoza. He come to see him, we going to rip his little lips off.
We come to see him, man. We come to see him, Robbie.
Hey, we going to put Rick Flair in the figure four.
Hey, back to our king, what you want? Back to our king, what you want?
What you
want, back to our king?
Hey,
what you want?
What you
say?
We
know you want
the back
to
our king. Then you got to head on.
I know you need something.
Hey. No.
How can a little man that can run 2 miles need something from a fat man that can't run 10 inches?
Hey, Bally, what you say when you first got on Soccer Bite last night? I didn't say nothing to you. The first thing I took off, I think if they come, I'm going to get on the back tie. Well, give us the fucking back tie then.
Man, you got to, hey, don't be on there under my name. But we really don't give a damn, but you don't own the bike. He'll give you whatever you want. Hey, you said you were going to dance with Flair, head up on the street tie. So we're going to go with
Rockingham.
Yeah, at Rockingham.
Yeah.
What the hell do it matter? You think you're going to drive around us? You want to bet double on that?
Huh?
You want to bet on the other side, too?
Let's talk about this weekend right here. You said you would give us the best time.
Look. And I heard you talking about a 1,000. Bring that motherfucker. We going to bust your head. You got some races with us, buddy. Every time we see you, hey, you know what it is? What Bernie Mac tell you? It's going to be the frontage moving in this motherfucker. We done fell out. I can't believe you dumped
that. That ragged-ass 14 head up. That ragged-ass 14 that we ain't got to cross that ass with.
Hey. Okay. But you ain't seen the bike now. Now watch what you say.
As long as it's got a street tie, you can ride it to the state and land. I don't give a damn what it look like.
We ain't whooped up with a flat slick.
Huh?
We ain't whooped up with a flat slick and a slider.
Nah, I don't believe that shit.
Hey, Chris, did you see it? You called us out?
Okay. Well, keep that flat slick and that slide on it. We got to call for that, too. Leave it sitting just like that.
Please.
It's bringing it Saturday. Leave it sitting just like that.
Is you bringing it Saturday?
Like your son
didn't I
said.
Tell you, hey, listen, do you remember the last, before Justin Bieber and Eminem, do you remember the last white motherfucker? Vanilla Ice. One hit wonder, who the hell you were, motherfucker. Ice, baby. You cold.
Hey.
You got warm one time.
Okay, then. Like your son said.
Chris, you know we run you every time. But all you highlight is the one you whooped us with.
Can I get a word in?
We whooped you, and you made up an excuse.
Excuse me, can I get a word in, please?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Alex.
I'm here.
This is Custom X.
Why don't you tell everybody what I called you and asked you today?
I thought I told you we're going to peel your goddamn head off.
I want you to tell them,
World, Rug Type, Talk Radio, Psycho Bike, and anybody at home without cable. Custom Cuts text me and then called me and told me he was going to peel my lips off. And I tell him I'm bringing my big ass lips down there. Let's get it. And you know what I told Custom Cuts? Them damn white boys. We got to fall out first. I got all the time to kill Malcolm X. That's what you is, Cousin Gus. You Malcolm X.
More people hate
you than Malcolm X.
Wow.
But like,
Yes, sir. I'm
but
sitting
like,
on there.
Yes. Let's talk about this weekend. Let's get this straight now. So what are we doing?
Okay, anything you push in that damn trailer, we're going to pull something off and get in your ass.
Okay.
Anything.
Like I said.
Any meaning, minute. Kick Rock
so what
and
what
Rick
we gonna
Flair
do?
Head up. Billy Mays, you already beat us one time with Billy Mays. What we going to do with that?
We're not running no flat click 1,000 head up with no street tie head clutch, Mike.
Who got a flat click?
Billy Mays, we ain't damn stupid. We know what the mic got.
It's got two ties. One to go
well,
on and one to come off. And
right,
you tell
well,
us how we need to come.
Put a flat click on that motherfucker. That's how you need to call.
Put a flat click on it. Okay.
Yeah.
Bring Chris Bike, the Burgundy Bike, and we'll run y'all head up. No questions asked.
Okay, but I'm talking about Ric Flair. Your son said he gonna give us the back tie if we lock
I ain't
in.
Getting y'all a damn thing.
Yeah, that's what I
you
thought.
Know what? You
that's
know what?
What?
No. Just go back
that's
to
what
Rockingham. We started out with the back tie. Then y'all said no, the break. Then we said okay, the break. Then y'all said the back tie and the break. We said okay. Then y'all said the back tie, the break, and the clip. And we told you go to hell.
Man,
we ain't
raised you for no back tie, no break. Come on, man. Come on. How many Bud Lights you
got? Hey, see? That's what they all say, man. I go to work drunk. It all gets
they
done.
They always been good.
Hey, y'all seen us lose, right? So can we get the back tie? Hell, we've been losing. Give us something sometime.
Yeah,
y'all tell us y'all can't give us nothing, but then y'all always want something. Look, I know I'm about to look like Santa Claus. But,
right.
You know.
Yes, sir. Hold for 1 second, man. We got several people here want to 0655. Your mic is on mute. 2640, your mic is on mute. 0655, your mic is unmuted. All right, smell like you can take the floor again, man. It's yours.
Oh, no, I'm just telling Chris Moore that anything they bring, we going to race them. They got to race.
Yeah,
Chris Rock, he told me Kick Rock and Ric Flair head up. Let's get it. And when we beat y'all, we going to beat
you guys. Okay, Alice, what did you get on there and say last night? I didn't say nothing to you. What did you get on there and say? If you ain't going to do that, why you? I mean, no,
oh, yeah,
you
yeah,
said
that was me. That was me. I said that. I said, I ain't getting your ass a damn thing.
But why
but,
say something
I mean,
if you know you ain't going
to
do it?
Now I'm starting to see that y'all some beggars. Maybe we just got to accommodate the kids on the street.
Nah,
y'all need some candy?
Why, I tell
it's
you what.
It's trick or treat.
Go ahead and shake Rick Clown, Rick Flat out some on the street side and just have it ready for Rockin' Hell. And we ain't gotta have that.
Hell no. We gonna fall out with y'all on sight. It's gonna be some furniture moving.
So you can't do it in Rockin' Hell, but you can do it at the short track.
Everywhere we see you, if we see you on the dirt road, we done fell out.
No,
we'll
we,
put a dirt tie on and get it on.
Nah.
I'm serious. We going to Rockingham.
Nah.
But hey, listen to this though. This is what I'm saying, Chris and Robbie. Hey, attention to what I'm saying. If you crazy enough to think I'm gonna see you and you gonna tell me you gonna race me the next time I see you, oh hell no. That ain't no racing. We gonna race when we see each other.
I might just put a flat slick on Ric Flair. We'll run Ric Flair and Billy Mays soon as you get up with the 1,000.
Saturday. All right. That'll work, too. Well, hey, no, give us a back tie. Give us a back
tie. I ain't giving you. Nah.
I'm just doing what you say. We don't want none. We don't want none.
That's fake Puff Daddy. Puff Daddy always big.
Hey, we ain't
there, that ain't no head up race. You got a street tie against a flat slick. How in the hell that's a head up race?
Who got a street tie? We got a street tie on Ric Flair.
You was talking about at Rockingham when y'all had a flat slick on it.
We wasn't trying to race you. We were gonna give you the don't forget, we gonna give you the back tie and the kick.
Okay,
you done forgot, man.
I done forgot about that.
I swear. see, that's one thing I do, man. I tell it like it is. When I get my head busted, like we ain't peel our head off the other day. We ain't peel our head off.
You act like we done lost before. Yeah, we lost two. We lost two all the week.
Hey, Chris Moore, are you online?
Nah, he was on my phone.
Okay, I was just going to relay a message on to him that Big Red just sent me, too, that he was saying he was hoping that he could have got a chance to send some off of Chris Moore, too, but it looked like you were only going to Piedmont this weekend.
Yeah, we're going to be in Piedmont.
Hey, that's the worst choice they're making in their damn life. You'll see it.
Yeah.
We're going to do something. Hey, what y'all bring? Is y'all bringing a real bike or a third? I got a, and you know what? You know I'm a joker. I got a rock for y'all motherfuckers to kick to. I'm going to bring it and set it right over there that we tie your ass up.
Yeah, we'll see.
So, Alex, how long I got to wait for you to tell me whether you're going to run me or not? The 17th.
I told you we were bringing three bikes and you can get all three.
No, I'm serious.
You can start 3-2-1, or you can count 1-2-3. It don't matter. You can run all three of them.
I'm only running three.
Huh?
I just
push one. Just Chris Moore.
What talk then? We listen.
But like, what y'all gonna do with Ric Flair Saturday?
Head up, street tie.
Man, come on, man. Hey, hold on a second. I got.
I knew it, boy. Them motherfuckers catch the most amnesia when it comes to a real race. A head up race.
All right, well.
Hey, Custer, back to you. Look,
yes, sir.
We
yes,
gonna
sir.
Run.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes,
look.
Sir.
Can I ask you this, Chris? Hey, Custer.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask you one thing? What's the difference between a slider and an almost slider?
Nothing.
If it's a GN2, it's a slider in my book.
Yes, sir.
Who got a GN2?
I don't know.
Kicking Rock.
I would never tell nobody.
Kicking Rock.
I would never tell nobody.
Hey.
But I don't care what you got, man. Hey, but listen, Robert, listen to this. Promoter, this is what we got. We got a true hand clutch booster, Ernie Brown, and he gonna be ready to get down. Come sir,
we're wrong. Okay, mm-hmm. True hand clutch street tie. He can get it here.
Yes, sir.
We ain't gotta
talk about it. Hey, yeah, I know. No lockup or nothing. So what you gonna
give
him? Give the back tie.
I don't give a damn.
Give the back tie.
As long as you can ride it to the lane.
Hey, you gonna give it the back tie?
Huh?
No, if you can run, you can hear.
We got two hand clutch nitro boosters. Why should I give you the back tie?
Hey, my mom always taught me, if you can hunt, you can hear.
Like I said, we got two hand clutch street tie nitro boosters. What's uneven about that?
Your hand clutch got the funny stuff going on. All
right, well, like I said, we just want to reach out.
Hey, look, listen to this, though. Listen. If you got a lockup or any kind of sort, you can put more power to the ground. You can't do it with a stock hand clutch.
Hey, they sell them multi-stages every day of the week. I can get you one if you want one.
I got one coming, but when somebody say I got a damn chance to, I ain't going to charge them $2,000 to pull the cover off.
Hey.
While you talking, see?
When you get cocky, I got to tell it.
I'm not running no quarter miles into next year.
Yeah. So
I don't give a damn where
I gotta run it. So when you run the red, it's gonna be 8 miles.
Wait, hold on.
Who is this asking all the questions?
What'd you say, Jared?
Who is this asking all the questions? Who am I speaking with?
Man, who are you? Who's the only person that calls you Jared?
G-Wiz.
That's right, baby. G-Wiz. Tell him, Erica.
Wow.
Who are you talking about? You going to run twin by G-Wiz?
Wow.
No, I'm trying to figure out. I was just trying to figure out why Jared, you know, all, and again, I'm not trying to start nothing. I'm just trying to make sure I heard correctly because I heard you say I'm only running to eight, and it sounded like everybody just kind of stepped over the top of what you were trying to say. Nobody heard you.
Hey, guess what? I don't care what we run. Each mile, quarter mile, half mile, it don't matter. My tuna rolls with me.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell y'all this right here. This is the reason why I say I'm going to run the eight. If I would have ran the eight with Cracker Ball, I would have won. So that's telling me that I got everybody else covered.
Oh, hey, Jared, if you tell a frog had a glass ass, it would bump it every time he hopped.
Say what now?
If a frog had a glass ass, it would bump it every time he hopped.
You really, hey, see, something had to blow up on your bike, let that turn job around you.
Hey, Alex.
Yep.
Hey, Alex, I know you hear me.
I'm out here. What is it? Who I need to hear?
Is EJ fool?
EJ.
Yeah.
Dead. Who I need to hear? Hey. Guess what? You hear that white ass Chris Moore? I told that motherfucker, son, Bunny Claus, Big Al gonna be sitting there waiting on his old ass some Thursday. What we gonna do to him, baby? He said he won't build it. I told him his dirty ass bike will be clean when it leaves.
Well, come get him.
Hey, you hear that, Chris? Robbie? Chris?
I hear.
You hear that, Lee? EJ,
I hear.
What we going to do to him?
Yeah.
What we going to do to him? What we going to do to him?
We'll see, Coach.
Oh, yeah. I told him, if they bring that goddamn Raglan 1000, Chris be acting like he going to race with. He going to get a Denzel Washington Award. Damn fake. That's all. Hey, we ain't making no movies.
Excuse me. G-Wiz.
Yo. Yo.
Why did you come out and ask me?
Because when I heard what you said and nobody else heard what you said, they just kept over talking you.
Hey,
and
G-Wiz, hold up 1 minute.
Quarter mile.
Hold up 1 minute, G-Wiz. EJ might want to talk to Cousin Cut. EJ, when we go to buy those, what you going to tell Cousin Cut?
Do what now?
What you going to tell Cousin Cut when we get to George down there? EJ won't run the eight.
Let's get in the water park. Let's get in the water park.
Yo, Cousin.
Okay, now look.
You know who that is? That's the dude you tried to climb down there, Rockin' Hell.
Yeah, the dude with the big belly, almost as big as George.
See, there you go, McDonald's.
Hey, I'm just saying, you got the biggest belly in grudge racing, so I mean, what?
I don't give a damn. I used to be an athletic looking guy, but that shit is over.
I won't bet on that.
Been there, done that. Hey, I used to run 5 miles, buddy. Every day. Now I can't run 50 feet, but I can do what I need to do.
This is what I want everybody to understand. I'm only running the 8 miles due to my motor.
Due to lack of interest of horsepower. All right.
That's fine.
We'll run eight. We'll run eight.
I mean, do you want Alice, for real? Do you want to run the quarter?
We'll run on a dirt road, man. We love the race. If you win, you get paid.
Because unlike y'all, I can blow up and be out next week, so it don't matter to me. My motorcycle.
Oh no!
It don't matter
to me.
You
can't threaten us like that, man. we tell stuff all the time.
But I'm telling you, my bike will be in Rockingham, but I won't be in Rockingham.
Do you got somebody want to ride that motherfucker? We'll kick your ass up here without you.
Look here, we keep four riders around out here.
Huh? Well, you tell your crew if your bike running good, all that a nigga. Tell him.
Rob will be on my bike riding in at the Rock.
Who the hell?
I don't
know no Rob.
Man, come on, Ronnie.
Oh, the same one got his ass whooped the last time.
Whatever you want to call
look,
it, but you know what?
A couple of my crew, the white part of worried about him. I said, I don't give a fuck about him.
Well,
and
you know,
said,
you know
he got up just like him.
Alex, all jokes aside,
you
can't
about
right
him.
Here. No, let's do this right here now since you're talking and running your mouth. Draw on it. If you got PayPal, I'll put the money in your PayPal account before we even do the race.
Oh, you good. What you want to run for?
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look, if that's okay with you, you call them tomorrow and tell them I'm coming over there to see what y'all want to do.
Because
I'm going.
If you run them in Carolina, it'll be before.
Ronnie's gonna ride your bike and rocking him.
Yeah, he's gonna ride my bike and rocking him.
Are you gonna be there?
No, I won't be there. I won't be there.
4-3. Oh, okay.
But Alex, can you go over there to the camp? You go over there to the camp, call him out, and I give him the word.
I'm on mute. Hello?
Well, like, we'd have lost, but like,
hey, Chris.
Huh?
Hey, man, you got a lot of background noise, man. It's tough to hear anybody talking. It's not like somebody got their TV turned wide open.
I'm trying to track to see which, let's see here.
There it went. It's gone.
Okay.
Is Custom X still here?
Custom X still there. I believe we lost the light, though. But,
yeah, I think we lost Alex. Yeah. Hey, but Jared, the reason I asked you about the 8-mile deal is because I heard you say you wanted to run the 8th, and everybody knows you run the quarter, and I don't think that they paid attention to what you said. They just kept talking over you, and that's why I said that you...
D-Wheel, come on now. I mean, I'm thriving off of what I do. And you just, like, alerted everybody. Come on now.
But no, I'm over talking you, so when you scare me, I won't make sure that you
I'm only running the quarter.
So I don't think anybody paid attention to what you said.
Yeah, and you know what? If they're going to lock the money in, they were going to have to stand behind it. Come on, G-Wiz. Come on. I've been in this thing a long time.
That's how stuff gets twisted up, man. I'm all for, you know, hustling and this, that, and the other, but when it gets twisted up like that, man, that causes animosity. That's why I said what I said.
Yeah, but
hold on a minute, Jared. Hold on.
JC, you still there?
Hey, JC, let me check and see if JC.
Oh, my back up and left.
But life. Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here with Mr. X, Custom X. I'm still here. What's happening?
Okay, I was just wondering, man.
I put myself on mute. I have to go to the store right quick, but I'm still live here. I'm really tired of these jokers, man, that they really beat us. Yeah, they beat us, but, you know, mechanical, you know, hey, anything can go wrong. But Cup Race, the week after, guess what? I will be there both weekends. It don't matter what. I'm showing up on Wednesday, trust me. Wednesday, I will be in South GA, trust me.
Hey, hey, look, I got the wood, I got the barrels. We ready for the biggest bonfire in the world.
I'm there.
And I'm trying to tell you, we're going to do it big like we always do it big.
Hey,
if anybody want to eat, anybody want to anybody want to drink, anybody want to do anything, y'all come to our camp because we're doing it real big. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
we're going to surprise, but the rest of it, we're going to teach y'all ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Keith, due to the events of last time, invitation only.
I don't want to have to pull the
George Jefferson.
You know what? Hey, circumstances get out of my control. I can't control everything. I can only control me. You know what I'm saying? I can only control me in the camp, and hey, that's what it is. Anything outside of
Hey,
JC,
what's the famous line of Martin Lawrence? Get out.
Guys, we got two calls here. We're going to go on and unmute the mic. 3356, the mic is open.
Yes. Hey, sorry, fellas. Somebody bring some money back, and I had to answer.
All right,
Yeah, there you go. Who I was talking to? I already know Chris Mortem gone. Cause we just threatened them. But, hey, back tie racing is gone. All right, cut.
Yes, sir.
He's EJ feeling, dog. He ain't the same guy like me. Them guys, my crew, ain't mouthed like me. So they can't take it sometimes. So my buddy said he was going to peel your lips off. So
what do you mean, you know the little
black 1000,
right?
We're gonna run your head up an 8 mile.
Wow.
For EJ.
Wow.
What?
We come.
Oh,
he talking about EJ, the one that the Chinese with the receding hairline.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh man.
He's an Indian.
Oh well, you know you tell him. You
man,
tell
he
him,
know good. You know how good our guys are, man.
Man,
if your
look,
shit wasn't so rough, you still have all your. You wouldn't have all your hairline, man. You know how that shit.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this right here. You bring the China man down. You bring the China man down, and
yeah.
I will welcome him to America.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got a date.
Yeah.
And they gonna be with no fat out of shape mug. Gonna be with a damn 22-piece nugget.
Wait, you know what? Tell him I want shrimp fried rice and doggone teriyaki chicken.
Yep.
I just got another text here. Like you said, like the Katrina camp just wanted to say hello to you.
Oh, please. Hey, look. Y'all tore my nerves up. My stomach done broke loose. I want them niggas so bad. I want them damn white boys. Almost. But we black on black. We can commit that crime later. Them white boys first. That's just like you, cussing.
No, you don't want to bring a Chinese. Don't ever bring somebody from another country to battle me.
Man, that's my damn man. And he is not 50-50. He full niggero. He just got good hair, man. Hey, you know what the thing? Indians roots.
Well, bring him down and tell him. I'll run his head up with that 1000.
Yeah, the same black one, the pretty one.
Right. Through the 8 mile.
You don't want nothing. 8 mile.
Eight mile.
All his hair coming back. Cause we got a whole lot of hair to split up between us with your ass.
He got crime scene.
Erica, who in the hell want to race you?
Hi.
Who wants to race you?
Whoever wants us to race. I mean, pick a bike.
They want to race you? So who's that dude talking
about? No, I mean, I'm a little one. I'm just a little, I'm a small fry with.
Who was trying to race you? I heard that argument. That's the only thing that made me chime in.
Marco Polo, he wanted to race me.
Oh, well, tell Marco Polo to bring his ass down to Jibo.
Hold on. I'm still on.
I hope you still on. I thought you was.
Hold on now. First of all, who is this?
This is Alex Bud Light. We gonna bring some bike. What kind of bike we need to bring?
Wow.
We bring a tricycle.
Bring a stock hand clutch and they get down. I'll be down.
Yes, we got plenty of them. You want the gas, the nitrous, or the motor?
Shit, it don't even matter.
Marco,
that's
we
all
need
you
to
want
talk
is
now.
A. That's all you want to do is run a hand clutch. Oh hell yeah!
Bring me a stock hand clutch. I'll be down on myself,
man. Bone stock, true. Bone stock hand clutch. Yes, sir.
We'll
be there.
Let's get down.
The same, the last song Michael Jackson made with a Jackson 5. I'll be there.
Why we always got to go back? Man, come on, man. God.
Man, he wanna get that woman ass, man.
Hey, Marco, I'm going to run some things down to you before you run into
it. Oh, come
what's
on, cuz.
Yes, sir. I'm not gonna let you go out there in the blind. I'm gonna run some things down to you about these boys.
We're running with a motorbike. We're letting
okay.
squirt in a quarter.
Yeah, you're talking big, but you know what? I'm not gonna let him go out there in the blind. We'll talk, Margo.
Well, why you gotta harass the woman, man?
That was up.
I'm saying, why
don't
you?
Hey,
if she was
me.
Ugly, I'd have let him goddamn harass her.
You know, don't try to pimp him. Pimp me. If you want to pimp somebody, bring Charlie Murphy.
You already done. Don't even worry about that.
Don't,
that's 1-3. It's on the internet.
Don't try
you
to
already
pimp
beat cousin. You know where you're going to be in a minute. Just like Chris Moore and Robin.
Man, look here. I already ran through Caroline. Look here. I already ran through Dre. You already see where he at. You know, I made a little speech. Y'all gonna pay me to lock in. He was begging me not to. You know, I ain't wanna
man,
play
hey,
that.
I don't have to lock in though to race. You know,
but
I'm a racer.
Well,
I'm a racer. We bring three bikes. We bring three bikes. If we blow all three of them motherfuckers up down there, I'm gonna kill my damn self. I'm worth more dead than dead. I'm worth dead. Yeah. They're alive in a damn way. Fuck it.
Well, Alice, let me enlighten you on something. I think I'm the only racer out there that's battling everybody with one motorcycle. When Tackle Boss came down here and priced it, they bought like 6 motorcycles.
I hope
you know,
they bring 6 one day for us. I hope they do.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I mean, I'm battling the world with one motorcycle, but Nick here, it won't
hey,
be.
Hey, we will too. We'll take our best bike and battle the world.
Okay.
But we had to accommodate. You ever seen that stuff? You ever played real sports? Little League Rec Sports is a weak class. We try to make sure we in all the class. We're going to battle you with Billy Mays, and we're going to tell Chris Moore white ass over Billy Mays. He'll be able to give you a report. Call him out to
Saturday. I thought y'all were bringing Charlie Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
damn
let's get
cool.
it, man. I'll go.
Charlie Murphy and Bernie Mac. And you know what Bernie Mac say? We ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Yeah, well, you know what?
He there. Yeah, he will be there. And he will be square like SpongeBob.
You know, I guarantee you, when I put it out on the internet that I'm looking for a team for next year, I will have at least 6 bikes with me. But
cause next year, I told you today when I have the phone. I like you. But if you the first motherfucker come over there fucking with me, I'm going to kick your ass. But I don't want them white boys to run.
Well, we might as well go ahead and
I will go ahead and beat the daylights out of you. And then, hey, look, it's another problem I got down that way.
Yeah,
he got
yeah.
His teeth kind of squirrel like a beaver.
Right.
205 Mike.
Oh,
that
man,
motherfucking faggot.
He ain't going to do nothing. He don't even exist right here. But I'm going to tell you right here. The first grudge race that went down at the Grudge Bowl was me and Tackle Box. I don't wait around, bro. So if I want to call you out, I'm going to come up with
well, okay. Well, I'm going to peel your damn lips. Fuck it. Hey, look.
Okay, well,
remember,
dog.
Hey, look, remember, I throw the jacket in, pumped up, and tried to save your black ass. But now, fuck it. I'm going to peel your damn ass off. Look,
okay.
You're going to give me one of them locks. I know take one of them under in the back. That man,
Alice,
you can't even see
look.
It.
One thing about me, before I call you a bro, before I call you a friend, I can't see where your heart at. Put you on the Grudge Bowl the 17th, and I'm going to see where your heart at.
Hey, I'm coming, dog. Them white boys picked me and my crew off so bad. We coming. And you know what really make me mad, though?
What's that?
Rip and Snoop. Two more Alabamians that ain't going to run.
Yeah,
they like that nigga jungle raising. I'm going in the jungle and pull his black ass out.
Yes,
he won't do nothing. And Boozer Sykes, not Boozer Bikes. That nigga got more reneging in his blood. Man, whatever.
Right.
Look, we come.
Guys, we got one.
They
said
we
were here. We're going to pet in here for a minute. It's all to intervene your conversation for 7986. Your mic is open.
What it do?
What's going on, man?
What up? This Headbuster.
Headbuster.
Oh, this is the darkest guy in Grudge Racing with Jerry Curl. What's going on?
Hey, and got the fastest motherfucking motorcycle in it too.
So you say,
Kenneth?
So you say,
you Kenneth?
What's up?
This you Kenneth?
Yeah, this Kenny.
You better not bring your ass to mine.
Hey, I'm trying to run cut to cut. He said he want to do something in 8 miles. I'll run him in 8 miles.
Wow.
Hey, Psycho Bike, Grudge Talk Radio, anything. They say Kenny is sweating over his bike. I would be too if I had it. But I call him spinning, and I talk shit to him. And he going to kill me.
Well, I don't know about Kenny.
When
he's
looking,
I'm going
to run from him.
I know about Jerry. I tell you what, this is the first time y'all ever going to hear me say this than the last time. Speedy, let me tap out of there.
What? Hey, no. Kenny knows something.
You see,
he going to get to get your ass. Kenny knows he going to get to get
you. I'm going to give you an 8 mile race.
You going to let me tap out of there?
Nah, head up.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you've been picking on me for a long time.
What do you need, JJ?
You can get in the pot.
Hey, look, man. The doctor told me quit eating all them potatoes. He said a lot of salt on the McDonald's fries.
Hey,
I can't stop eating them motherfuckers. Kenny gonna treat you up, and then we gonna cook your ass.
Speedy, let me ask you something now. I want your honest opinion.
Tell me
what you saw on the race with me and Tackle Boss. I want your honest opinion.
Man,
what did you
see? No, what he's saying is two bikes can't beat him.
Can't beat who?
Kenny, that what he's going to tell you.
No,
I'm going to shut up.
No,
what'd you
Kenny,
see, Kenny?
I want you to tell me what you saw when I ran Tackle Pop. Honest opinion.
Actually, I didn't see the race, but
yes, you did. You on the video. I saw you standing behind me.
Nah, I didn't see the race live. I seen it on the video. You know, and from what I see on the video, it looked like he was out front through the 8 mile.
But you see his bike when he hit,
way past eight. But that, you know, that's cool. Will you give me the break through the quarter if I run you the quarter?
Nah, I'm not giving you the break. I'm gonna break this foot off your ass. You come out there, that's on the break.
Wow.
Kenny got on there and go good talk. Good. You got enough ass to handle Kenny's foot? You wear about a damn 10.
Look. Kenny in the same position I'm in. I can't get nobody to run me.
Got a question to ask you, Kenny. So, basically, what you're doing, you're calling out the whole world with your 1,000.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Anybody.
Anybody.
Boozer.
Whatever. Can't call it 51.
I've been out the cocaine. They running for me. They won't give me a race.
We got him, Kenny. We got him.
Man, why you stop trying to join up? Why don't you run?
No. Ooh.
Already told Kenny, I cannot run you. But next year, I got you covered for next year. DJ, I cannot run you, Kenny. What more do you want me to say?
Kenny, well, that's the first time you told me that, sir. You said it all.
Who the most hard-headed motherfucker you got to deal with that time you go to the track? Tell him.
Your ass.
He didn't have to deal with me because he know we coming to fuck with him. But, hey, I told you Santa Claus was coming.
Man, Alex, you ain't nothing but talk. You ain't nothing but talk. That's
you
it.
Hear that, Kenny?
You ain't nothing but talk. You ain't nothing but talk.
Hey, my name will be talking to you. I'll tell you what we'll do for you in a quarter mile. We'll stage you back time. Quarter mile.
No, I don't want that. All I want is let me get out of there. Quarter mile.
Hey, Cubs Cut.
We ain't gonna do
that. I tell you what, Kent, Cubs Cut. We'll stage you back tie and clear you on the top side.
No.
That's too much. That's too
much.
What's wrong? Y'all ain't got enough hard to let him cut out of them.
Yeah. Don't need that much rod.
I shouldn't have to take 1,000 and give the V killer anything, really.
Yeah, the V killer.
That is the V killer, but the V is don't exist anymore to me. He's nowhere to be found.
Hey, victim racing. Hey, ain't that what a V is? You know I've been drinking it, cause it might be victim racing.
No.
Hey, Kenny, let me have this sucker. Let me have this sucker.
I'm gonna pass it on to you because he won't. I can't give him the bite. I bet Kenny won't be 85.
Hey, Kenny gonna see how we eat that damn fucking cherry sucker with long hair.
I got a hair ball in my throat before.
And I didn't like it, but
I got to go with the Carolina, you know that.
Yeah, I understand that, but why everything got to come back to my house?
Hey, Kenny.
Ain't got nothing to do with it. Hey, he give me a hard time about
Kenny,
my hair, too, though.
Am I just Carolina? We burn the same spot in so many ways. Because we got the same tuna, buddy.
Yeah, you know that. I know that.
That's in-house.
Yeah, that don't mean that to me.
Hey.
But anyway, Kenny, I will appreciate it.
Hey, Kenny, you ain't gonna make a
30. I give
you
back time to quarter mile. Yeah, I'm gonna come. Yeah, I probably come out, but I don't know if I'm gonna bring the bike, and I'm probably gonna let it rest. I can him or.
But you know, Chris Moore coming.
He ain't gonna do
he
nothing. I asked him to rock him. Not off. He gonna do nothing.
Oh, he just got on here. He was caught here a minute ago.
Yeah, because he had his boyfriend on with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had Rob on there with him. But that's cool. I tell you what, Speedy, you give me the break, and I'll come back around, and I'll take the back shot.
Man,
I'm not giving you the break.
I'll go ahead and get him.
I'm not giving you the break.
Wow. In the quarter.
Yes, quarter.
I got a 1,000. You're supposed to be giving me the break.
By who? You can get off the magazine stat. We talking about doggone some major work. Man, I cannot run you head up. I'm here to tell you, everybody listen, Custom X cannot outrun Speedy.
Damn, you gonna run up?
Custom Cut, you mean when you was in my cam the first time, right? And I came up to you and I told you, when my bike come out, you're not going to run me. Remember I told you that?
Yeah. I don't remember that. I was, you know, I had a headache.
And I was drunk.
You remember that?
With them damn Bud Lights, I was drunk.
I told you, when my bike was fully dressed, I would have took my fully dressed bike and I ran you. And I said, when it come out, you ain't going to run me.
I don't remember. When did you say that? On the 10th?
This was in Rockingham. The first time you came down to run Drake.
Oh, you were talking to Custom Cut. You weren't talking to Custom Eddie. I'm Custom Eddie. That was Custom Cut. I mean, you told Custom Cut that, but this is Custom Eddie. I don't care what my twin. My twin brother says some crazy stuff, but this is Custom Eddie.
Kenny, you know that nigga got more mouth like me, man. You know how that is.
That nigga is wild.
Look, my twin brother is long.
He's fun, man. I like him.
Yeah. But I like what you did with that coin toss. You stuck with the people now.
Oh, no, I just kept it real. You did call it.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, you called it.
Yeah.
That's all you called. You got your head whooped.
Oh, man, whatever, man.
Whatever, man.
I'm just saying, hey, that's part of the race, dog. You win and you lose. Well, like, we ain't beat us, man. Lightning strikes. It do. It strikes.
And it's me to think you're going to see out here now. It's crazy.
Chris Mortem call us out. They ain't seen the fight. But they want to bump their gun, so we need to just show up.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you something, Alex. If you think you're going to come down here and jump on Marco like that and think, I ain't going to help him out, man, you got nothing coming.
Why are you blocking the man race, man? That's a grown man. He accepted the race.
Yeah.
Don't block
Who you talking about? I got another thing coming.
Yeah, you got another thing coming because, look, I ain't going to let him go out like that now.
Hey, it don't matter what you do, what you let him do, what you let him borrow. Fuck him.
Wow.
Hold on. You said what? Hey, dust, ride, hand clutch. A true hand clutch? Whatever.
Wow. Put the
I guarantee
in.
You we have
in.
Hold on. Alex, is you riding or you got to ride?
Am I riding? Alex Jr. is riding.
Hell no,
Alex Jr. is riding.
I mean, all that damn mouth you got wants to get your hands on there, right?
Nigga, Bob, sponsor, and then
you on. You on some pro Kim type shit? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, my son, right?
I ain't got shit to do with that. Why you talking about fuck him and all that? You get your ass on the bike and ride it. Now let's get out.
I will. If we go to the street, I will ride it in the road.
Oh no!
Oh, I street race, buddy. Drunk.
I don't street race.
I got
CDL
light.
Marco,
as always, trust me, he looked like he rode a little bus. Trust me. He got a big stomach with a little head.
Little plat hair that you get mad about. I used to be skinny with a big head, and I tried to match my body over my head, but my fucking body passed my head. Fuck it, I give up. They ain't gonna match.
Lay off the yeast.
But I'm my son gonna... is good, and my son is my rider, Marco Polo.
Hey, Marco, don't worry about his son.
What we gonna do? You gonna tear the woman butt up, though, dog. I was hoping you were just having fun with her.
Alex, hold on for 1 minute.
I got a little information here to share with y'all. Just got a message from Big Red saying he won any street tie, providing the street 1,000 boots that they can get this weekend at Hub City. If you don't know Big Red, that's the guy with the white ghost bike.
Hey, Chris,
uh-huh.
Can you send a message back and tell that knucklehead? We coming down to Georgia and tell that big red ghost white bike we come with a street car, we're going to peel his head off. And don't be crying like you doing at Rock and Hill.
All right. And look,
yeah,
I got
tell
another
him, ain't no brakes for fakes. No brakes for fakes.
Hey, what, Chris?
Get it, come with
it. I got another message here. The Katrina bike sent another text out to say, tell you how, Bud Light.
Who?
The Katrina bike.
They told me what?
He keeps sending these messages saying, tell you hi.
Send them back and tell them,
hi.
I ain't forgot about them.
Ask Katrina, what can we do with head busting?
Okay. Nothing. They're like, you know who's going to stop that? STOPE. He is silent, Richard. Yep. Hey, Katrina can't tell a damn train apart. So you can believe that. Back down, hey, Kenny. Back down, little girl.
Hey, custom.
Hey, can you give me a rat tail? Hey, Nick, he got a pretty sister, though, don't he? You want to tell him thank you? Hold up.
Yeah, you know what?
You already told him thank you. Oh, hey, Nick, so you already told you thank you, custom, for the picture.
Well, you know what? I'm out to see my fans.
Because it's in his room, dog.
It ain't in his room. It's in your room. It's in your room.
It's in his room.
Hey, put him on the line.
Yeah, look, he won't talk to you, Nick. Yeah.
Hello.
What's going on, little buddy?
Nothing.
You got my picture up in your room?
Yep.
Well, let me tell you something. Custom Inc. Black Caesar is here to stay. Every time you look at that picture, I want you to hold up a number one. Because that's what on red. I said, hold up a number one every time you look at that picture.
Hold up a number one. I
got to
hold it up for my brother.
Hold up for your brother?
I hold up
for
number two.
Well, you know what? That's cool. I know somebody feeding you information, so you just stay cool, little buddy. You have a good night. Alex, Bud Light, boy, I'm going to get you.
Hey, look, he gets the dog. He got on his wall. But I didn't tell him that, man.
Oh, man, come on now.
He loves his brother. Hey, when Dust wrecked on Soundbite, on BMF, when the knife back by and blowed him off the bike, man, he seen all that shit on Psycho Bike. Cause he be looking when he ain't listening. Man. And me and Billy called me. That motherfucker cut Billy out.
Dang.
I didn't know he paid attention to that shit, dog.
Well, I need to get prepared for him to cuss me out when I run by y'all on the 17th.
I ain't going to do that. He don't care about losing.
Well, how do it feel? Let me ask you a question.
He thought that Billy was talking junk about Dust riding.
Right, right. Can I ask you a question? Now, let's get back on the interview right here. Alex, but like, how do it feel to go in his room and see my picture up along with Erica and know that you can't take it down? Autographed and all.
Hey.
Do not break his heart.
Mick
love
that picture, dog. Hey, yeah. Somebody go in there and touch this picture, he'd kill him. He'd put in the frame and everything.
So,
he love that picture, dog. I had to go buy a damn frame.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking
about. Make him think, he like it. But for real, your ugly ass bite look good as a motherfucker on that picture, dog.
What about Erica?
Hey, that motherfucker, that picture do look good. And
what about Erica?
What they say, I said that picture, Erica look good too. Great. Look, that's why when the dude was talking shit to her, I was like, damn. I ain't know, hey, Erica, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't know you ride like that. You ride that day gone good.
Look at her. Let's keep it on me and you racing. Don't try to get no model on your team.
Well, you already got a date, dog. We gonna meet the 17th. But if your bike at Rockham and you call them, just tell them, cause I don't like to keep on harassing folks.
So you bust
your damn head with you not being there.
Now, Alex, you know what? I only met you one time, but if you tell me you good for it, if I lose, send me your PayPal. I'll send it to you. If you lose, make sure you return the favor.
I mean, you just tell me what we need to be doing.
Yeah, you know it ain't going to be over.
I'm good for that,
hey,
dog.
Hey, Alex, what about y'all going to run him with?
Huh? Sam Cooke,
what y'all running with, Sam Cooke or Bernie Mac?
Sam Cooke, Bernie Mac, Murphy coming too.
Okay, we'll take Cooke. I like Cooke. I like Sam
Cooke. I'd rather run Cooke.
Yeah, but like I said, it's going to be at the Rock, but we're going to have to run the quarter at the Rock.
Hey, that's fine.
Yeah.
We can run a dirt road if you want to.
No, I'm talking real, Alex, now. For real. All right.
Sam Cooke, and you hit up.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you your ride.
Say what now?
The Alabama crew is mighty quiet tonight besides Marco Polo. I'm going to ask if anybody else from Alabama out there, please raise your hand or whatever and come on and give a shot.
Man, them boys in retirement.
Yep. Tell Grip
is
and
the
Snoop. Tell Grip and Snoop. They ain't going to do nothing.
Jeffro, the only one over there representing, he got his head tore off in Cecil. I don't know if he's gonna run anymore, cause he got a new little rider, and he ain't cut the muscle. He got the rider of the cheetah bike, and he's not cut the muscle.
The cheetah, Willie Brown is.
Yeah, Willie Brown.
Oh, that nigga ain't never run nobody.
And I want y'all to get the word out. Y'all tell that embarrassment, Leonidas Scott, to keep that bike at home. He's a total embarrassment to Boosters.
Shit. You know, hey.
But he did.
He did step up and run me.
You know, so. Hey.
Yeah, I stepped up and ran. What you saying?
You didn't run me, though.
No. Hey, Custom Cut.
Yes, sir.
We've got another text from the Katrina camp. They want to know where you run the Katrina bike.
On the 17th. On the 17th. And tell them. Now, look, Chris, since you are sending messages, I want you to tell them that the
hell
call
no,
in.
Hell no. Damn what you talking about. Damn what you talking about. Ask them where they going to run us, Chris. We want them.
I don't care what they got their time on with me.
Come don't
tell
please
they
don't want
to do this weekend, man. But you all are going to Piedmont. I think they was hoping to see some of your faces down south.
Yeah, man. Piedmont ain't but 30 minutes for us.
They tell them they can put that midget Little Richard on there, and come the 17th, I run them. Head up. Hey, they didn't show me nothing at the hood.
Yeah, no, y'all doing a quarter mile, 8 mile now. What you gonna run?
I'm only gonna run to the 8th.
That bike's low, Kenny.
But
yeah,
if you come to the wrong,
before you were saying you would run, you had a quarter of us. You had to run a quarter.
Man, hey, what I tell you about my life in the beginning?
Oh boy, here we go.
I used to run 5 miles. Now I gotta run 5 kilometers.
Oh boy, here we go. But no, Speedy, all jokes aside, I mean, due to my blowing up my motorcycle, I can only run an 8th because I'm missing 2 gears, 5th and 6th. So, but if y'all come to Rock, I will run y'all the quarter.
Why? Because you missing the gears, or they missing the gears?
No, because we're trying out a prototype motor for the Rock. But when we come down here to Valdosta, it'll be my motor. See, what y'all don't understand is that, you know, I got a prototype bike for DTM. We're trying new stuff every time we come out.
Well, tell Dan and DTM, we don't give a FTM about them.
Well, you know, I feel like we the leader of technology as far as this grudge game and boosters concerned.
You are
oh,
your damn mind,
Coulson. We're not scared of the Murphys. We're not scared of the Lockleers. We're not scared of the...
Well, guess what we're going to be? We're going to be what you going to be.
So you
want to get to him?
Would
I run him?
Hell no.
I would run him at the first cup race of next year, but I can't fool with him this year. I can't fool with him this year. I'm being real with y'all fellas. I can't fool with Headbust. I can't fool with 51. But everybody else, they got a race.
I feel so neglected.
I feel like I've been beat by my friend. So you try Eddie Kane. Will I try Eddie Kane?
Yeah.
Hey, not nobody.
I cannot run it.
Well, how the hell you think you're going to outrun us, man?
Because y'all, you know what? When I mention y'all names, when I call people, they laugh. When Alex was like, when I mean, your name don't hold no weight in the grudge game, Alex. The
great.
Only thing people know you for is
great.
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 And drink.
Not none. Great. Great. That's all we need. Because we want to race. We don't want to be like Eddie and Kenny and all them.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Hey, guys, we got another caller here. We're going to mute the mic. 6448, the mic is open.
Yeah.
Back on.
This is not a rap concert.
Yeah, who are you?
This is not a rap concert.
It's who crew?
The who crew?
Yeah, like.
Who?
Man, you know what this is. Stop playing, man. Alex.
What is the Kicking Rock, man? This is the Kicking Rock camp.
Yeah, let's be Kicking Rock camp.
Oh, some old fucking turds, man. I just let two of y'all out in the damn stool. What y'all gonna do, man?
Alex.
Kenny.
Eddie.
Look at them clowns called back. Tell them what's up.
Hey, Alex, you cooking, man, because I'm gonna bring some meat, Saturday. Y'all gonna have the grill going.
Oh, you know how we do, man. We and we race. Hey, so you gonna do that, nigga, give me a beer. What I give you? We all a later. But goddamn, we gonna look.
Nah, real talk, Alex, all jokes aside. All jokes aside, though, all BS aside, we're going to come with Kicking Rock Saturday. We not no beggars. You know that.
I know.
So, you know, if the race is fair, we'll do it. My thing is, Rick Cloud, a full slaughter. We got a multi-stage. You can call it a funny clutch. You can call it whatever. Whatever you want to call it, we can ride that bitch up the return road to the stage lanes. It ain't got to be pushed nowhere. But my thing is, y'all got a full slaughter bike.
What about we bang that bitch and slide it up to there, and we ride up to the start line? We'll ride to the start line. Fuck.
My thing is, you know, it's going to be hard to fuck with that bike. I'm saying, what you offered yesterday, you said the back tie.
No,
we
don't
do
the back tie.
But listen,
look. It's Travis and Gretchen bike. It's really Travis bike. But Gretchen don't bring it. That's his wife. That's Miss What Up Cuz.
Yeah.
If they say to do it, we going to sync with them. I don't give a damn what race they come up with it, we're going to do. Whether win or lose, it is a race. I'm down
all
with giving you the back tie. I'm down with it.
All I'm saying, to be honest with you, I don't think we can beat the bike head up. All I'm saying is, if you're going to give us the back tie, give us the back tie, and then if we so happen to win, we'll do a head up race locked in. I think that's only fair.
Well, let's do the head up race and then do the damn back tie locked in.
If it was an even match bike, I feel like
both of them stock body work.
I ain't ashamed to say when I feel like another bike is faster than ours. I ain't ashamed to say it.
But,
we're
on the
street tie. Hold on, Alex. In Darlington, when they ran Bunk in Darlington, I remember him saying that they had a Gen 2 in that bike. He didn't say a slot. He didn't say a
but they can ride it around. They said they can ride it around.
Yes, he said he had a Gen
2. All that out.
You ain't never heard.
I lost with Bunk. I heard y'all say he had a Gen 2 in it.
Nah. Who is y'all? First of all,
Chris Moore.
The headbuster.
Chris Moore said it.
Nah, he ain't
Kenny.
Yeah,
he did.
Kenny.
I was right there when he said it.
Kenny, look, man, we done been through this 1,000 times. Just let that part of go. But that's what a Gen 2 is for, to ride around. That's where it go, man. That's
hey,
where it
Kenny,
go. Hey, we cool with your clutch, y'all. We ain't got no problem with it.
Kenny, I got a question to ask you.
Uh-huh.
If you had your pick, man, of your top 5 races that you would like to do, could you, we're on the radio station now, so if you wanted to kind of make a call out or whatever for us, your racer that you would like to race yourself, could you call them out or give them the top 5 bikes that you would like to try?
I want to try anything down south when I come to Valdosta. Anything they got, I run their top bike off the trailer.
Can we have some names?
Whoever y'all feel like the fastest down me.
I want to know the name.
Anybody.
Well, that ain't saying nothing.
That cover everybody.
Hey,
any man, any.
Shit, turn off. No, 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 stay on.
That one don't. You got a
record. I got
to
use it.
I would like, I really want to run cocaine. I really want cocaine.
It'll sound like for a little while, but it won't sound for long.
Okay, well, he's not from
downtown. He's down. That's a Mexican guy on South, so y'all need to jump on that bandwagon. We'll take that all day.
Who that?
We'll take that all day. All the truck.
Against who?
Custom Mex.
Oh, yeah, he can get it all day off the truck. Yeah.
So y'all willing to do that off the truck, see?
Off the trailer.
Huh. You know what? Are we talking about Crazy Luke or what?
I mean, you know, it's got to be. You told me that when we come down south, you can cover anything. You got your people down there, you can cover anything you come up with.
Lock it up.
You know, I feel like we can start at two jumping jacks and go up from there.
Let's start at five.
Man, come on, man. You're talking crazy now, man.
You told me that you were down south, you could cover any pot that we came up with. Did you not?
And if you was around my camp the last race, we had the bread there. Yeah. Don't go there now.
Well, it's going to be another race.
Well, then, let's do it now, then.
Shit, if you're going to run, you're going to run. Don't try to buy the race.
I'm not talking about no race.
Let's do it like this. Let's start off at 2.5, then. Let's start off at 2.5.
25.
Yeah, 25.
Hey, Speedy.
Off the truck.
Just step back, Speedy. Let us get this damn easy-ass money. And then,
no,
strike and then get by, then you can get it.
Hold on, Alex. Chill out for a second, Alex. Let Mr. X talk.
Look, we'll come off the truck Saturday for 2.5. The race got to be done before 4 o'clock.
Oh, I want to race early anyway.
You know, because, look, the gates open at 9 o'clock. I heard it was a question earlier about what time the gates open. The gates open at 9 o'clock. They start running at 12. Our race got to be done by 4 o'clock. We got to be in the lane for 2.5.
Off the trailer. I don't mean to be there Friday, taking the bike down Friday.
No, look, you ain't got to worry about that. My bike's going to be
straight. Hey, this is home track, man.
I'm coming off the table with the same tune up my head when I ran Cobra.
That's cool, because one thing about me, I know the people that own the track down here. I can be out there third. So you better tell me not to touch the track all week.
Hey, Kenny.
What's up?
Fuck what he's talking about. Hey, leave us for that clown.
I'm going to get that 25.
Let us get that.
See, one thing about me, I know what all y'all Negroes working with now. I know what all y'all working with. I know what I got to do to beat you.
Yeah, go get a new mechanic.
What do you mean? What am I working with?
Get a new mechanic or rob a damn. I would say that, but
Alex,
it got to be a good one.
Alex, if I beat you, you don't hold no weight in the game, so I don't gain no status by beating you. If I beat Speedy, I'll be the man. You already playing that part really good.
Cousin Cut, did you see us really pass Leonardis? And look back at him.
I seen Caleb stand up on the damn bike like he do at a dirt bike track.
Wow. I can't believe it.
No.
Did you see us really pass that man and look back at him? So what you think we're going to do to you?
Man, look, off the truck, Speedy. All jokes aside, for the 2.5.
You can get it off the truck.
Okay, and the race got to go down by 4 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Kenny, we'll give you a lane.
We'll go down
the track.
Now, let me ask you a question. What lane you want?
The one that you ain't in?
No, I'm talking real now.
I'm for real.
Speedy, what lane you want?
It is a great track. It's going to be both lanes.
I don't know right now. I got to get down there and see.
No, I'm giving you your choice right now, over the lines right now.
I don't know nothing about that track or how it works or whatever. I got to get in and see what's working.
You can make shit happen. He ain't gonna take no lane, cuz.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, you
was giving us a lane, so what does it matter? I didn't
say I was giving you no lane. When did I say that?
That's what you said. I didn't say that. I don't expect you to give me no lane. We can flip for the lane.
Okay, well, you know what?
Hey,
don't
Kenny,
think I'm
yeah, don't worry about that.
Oh, man, stop trying to have like you just trying to stay out of the line of fire. That's all you trying to do.
No, I'm trying to get your ass first, because Kenny going to fuck around and get all the money.
Okay, all right. Well, one
we
thing
want
I
you
know.
First, dog. It ain't about nothing else. We're going to tell your ass. We want
all
the white boys first. They uno.
Now, hold up. Who am I talking
you
to now? I'm talking to Custom Cut or Custom X.
Well, first
of
all,
you know,
uh-oh.
You say Custom Cut, say something you don't really mean.
Well, first of all, I told y'all, Custom Cut is my twin. Now, this is Custom X. And you can be an old athlete.
Oh, you talking to the real nigga now, Kenny.
So we're going off the trailer for 25.
For 25 off the trailer, we flip on lane. The race got to be done by 4 o'clock.
Man, that's a bet.
So let's do that. I won't touch the trailer. One thing I want to tell you, you can't control what happened on Friday night, bro.
Well, I can be down there Friday night. I can be down there Friday, too.
Okay, well, do what you gotta do.
Kenny.
Do what you gotta do.
I'll be there Friday.
All I need is the track to be there, and we're gonna handle the rest. All I need is for the track to be there. 10 Central from 6 to 10 on Friday. You better be there, because we was there last. The Friday before last.
6 to 10?
Well, it's like this right here. I don't really need to shake down as long as the track is there.
Well, I mean, how you going to know that? We coming off the truck. How you going to know that, bro?
I'm going to watch the other bikes go down the track.
Okay, well, you better watch it. Well, we're going to flip on lane time I get there. We're going to flip on lane. And I would be, I'm telling you, the 17.
We can flip for lane time to get there, but if I win the coin toss, I don't gotta take the lane or take that before what the track is doing.
Well, one thing about it, you better hope you win.
Well, from what I've seen, that lane work.
Oh, wow, you going out
went pretty good.
Well, you know what? That's cool. Well, pick the lane you want right now if you think both lanes gonna work.
I said from what I've seen that day.
I got a lane, Kenny. Both of them.
Well,
we want to right and left.
Hey,
Alex,
what you
out of
here?
I just had to do
hey,
it, dog.
Hey,
I just had to do it.
You think it's both of the lanes?
Huh? Well, after we fucked you up, I'm going to bring them outlaws out, too.
He can go
okay.
to the return road.
Remember, I called you out on one of the outlaws at the early part of the day, but you turned me down.
You didn't call me on no early part of the day. You said something about a race right at the end when the track was about to close and we already had two races locked in.
Oh, no, that's when you came back to me. I came to you and I said, what do you want to do with the outlaw? You said you had a couple of races locked in. That's exactly what you said.
And that was almost, it was dark then. It wasn't, no, you didn't call me out when I first got there. You said nothing about me when I first got there.
He talking to us over there. When we was all over there, Kenny. But I told him,
that means there's nothing about running with an outlaw bike until I was getting on
the
outlaw.
Man, but
the
outlaw bike, a snail beat the hell out of him.
Oh, I'm going to fuck the outlaw bike up.
Okay, well, you know what? 17, we'll find out. But you ain't going to be the champ forever. You ain't going to be the champ forever. You riding high right now.
Everybody got to know.
I'm going to be the champ the 17th.
But I know something you don't know.
I know something you don't know. I see my ticket, you don't. So fuck the outlaw.
You think I don't?
Don't go get it, come with it. Put him on it.
Fuck the outlaw.
Okay, all right. Okay.
You gonna think you run a, I'm gonna tell you like I'm telling you, totally no. You gonna think you run a pro mod when you see that motherfucker running away from you.
Okay, we'll see.
Yeah, but we're going to end on that note there. The time is up for tonight. I guess we're going to resume back next Wednesday. And Speedy, I'm going to probably be giving you a call, man. I think I may have a little proposition for you. Probably won't be this.
Hey, call me too for them, the Katrina guy.
Okay. All right. Okay, guys, we'll talk with you all next week on Wednesday. Hope to have you back again. So with that being said, we're going to call it a night.
All right, y'all. Cousin Cuz, okay. I'll see you the 17th, man.